Hello, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast, hosted by Enterprise Management Associates, an industry-leading IT analyst research firm that provides deep insights across the full spectrum of IT and data management technologies. The Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast will take a deep dive into the security topics that are top of mind for information security practitioners, IT professionals, and technology business leaders. Join security experts Chris Steffen, VP of Research at EMA, and Ken Buckler, Research Analyst at EMA, for some truly awesome topics. Chris and Ken, take it away.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast. I am your host. My name is Chris Steffen. Joining me today is my friend and colleague, Mr. Ken Buckler. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the recent changes in the industry regarding PCI DSS regulations. For those of you who don't know what PCI DSS is, the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards, the newest version of those standards, version 4.0, has been released and will be implemented starting on March 31st. They're going to be implemented. People are starting to get themselves ready for it. And we're going to talk a little bit today about what some of those changes are and really what you should be doing as a customer, because pretty much everybody is a customer of the credit card industry, what you should be doing to be aware of those standards and update how you are approaching complying with those standards. So with that, Ken, why don't you give us a little bit of an update of what's going on with the PCI DSS, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, sure. So you know, you provide an explanation for those that don't understand necessarily what PCI DSS is. But I know also that those that do understand what PCI DSS is and they hear there's an update, one of two things have happened. Either your eyes have glazed over because you're like, yeah, I'm already compliant with that. Or you're possibly in a panic because it's like, oh, gosh, what do I have to do now that's different? The good news is that a lot of the newer requirements in the PCI DSS, with the exception of some of the like documentation and policy stuff, most of the newer requirements are just considered best practices until March of 2025. So you'll have a full year to actually implement a lot of this stuff that's going to be new. Some of the stuff, though, was just revisions to clarify existing requirements that people might have already thought they were compliant with, might not necessarily have been. One of the best examples on that is like rogue wireless detection. Okay. And they had to clarify it that even if you're not using wireless and even if you have a policy prohibiting wireless, you still have to do the rogue wireless detection. So that's not too rough, except for the fact that now you have to invest in equipment to do the rogue wireless detection. A lot of the other stuff focuses on user training, malware prevention, and also a lot of focus on detecting and alerting on failures of security control systems. So it's all not necessarily extremely difficult stuff. It's really a lot of it's stuff that should have been in place in the first place. You know, for example, one of them is increase password length from a minimum of 7 characters to a minimum of 12 characters. Well, let me tell you right now, you should actually be using a password that's longer than 12 characters, ideally, 16, and ideally also using multi-factor authentication, which is actually a new requirement that's put in place, but that's one of the ones that's going to be not until March of 2025. So it's some interesting new requirements, but hopefully you've been doing most of them already.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you just said. Let's go to the example that you gave on wireless detection. Definitely something that you should be considering. Many of you are probably saying, well, I don't have a wireless network that connects to production or any PCI data and so on and so forth. That's fine. You still need to invest in a solution to determine and prove that that is true. And so let's talk a little bit about that. And that's one of the things that I wanted to mention specifically. So it was a great segue. My point with all that is now is the time, if you don't have those capabilities within your organization, now is the time to get on the radar with a third-party solution provider that can either come and as a service provide that inspection for you or sell you a service or equipment that is going to be able to provide that solution. The reality of it is both are viable alternatives, especially when you look at the requirements. And if that's something that you think is beyond your skill level, then that's great. Talk to a assessor, talk to a wireless network detection solution provider. That's a mouthful. And see what they can do to help you address that specific requirement. Chances are they probably have a solution that's very cost effective, very easy to deploy. You can generate automatic reports, whatever have you. But now's the time. As Ken mentioned, these are being couched as quote unquote best practices until basically a year from now. So you have a year to talk with your QSA, talk with them, figure out where you have gaps, and then figure out how to address those gaps over the next year. It isn't a panic situation yet, but it will be if you don't take and pay attention to the gaps that you have, and then come March, April 2025, expect to get a clean report from your assessor, because he's not going to give you one. He's going to basically say, you were required to address these particular control gaps within the PCI framework. You did not do so, therefore you are, you know, going to bed without your supper, or whatever the issue is going to end up being. Point is that you have been warned. Now you know that you got to take and do these things, but you can do so in a thoughtful and proven manner that not only is going to not cause you to rush to do something dumb, but actually helps you improve your security overall. At the end of the day, that's what these standards are supposed to design to do to begin with. They're not supposed to be punitive. They're supposed to be, these are the steps, incremental steps, mind you, that the world is expecting you to take in order to improve your security.
And, you know, I think one of the other requirements that is definitely worth noting, and because this one is actually a pretty drastic change. Fortunately, they have a year to implement it. This specifically applies to websites that accept payment card processing, which is a lot of sites now because most people want to accept the online processing. There's a new requirement to deploy an automated technical solution for public-facing web applications that continually detects and prevents web-based attacks. That actually replaces a previous requirement to just review the web applications manually for application vulnerabilities. So they're moving more towards proactive preventative measures and away from the reactive, I've just, you know, manually checked this and it looks like it's good and I'm going to check it every once in a while. So I'm glad to see that. At the same time, that's where, just like with the wireless scanning, you're going to have to contact a solution provider for that and purchase the software or license it, you know, on a yearly basis for automated monitoring, what have you. But that's going to be absolutely critical for pretty much every e-commerce site going forward now, which hopefully they're already doing that.
Yeah, and I hope they are too. But don't take our advice for it. I mean, you know, we're sitting here yakking on a podcast, and yes, we love doing this. Yes, we actually do have somewhat of a clue of what we're talking about, but don't take our words. Talk to the QSA. You have a QSA already if you are going through a PCI process. Talk to the QSA that you know and trust and works with your organization already. Talk to them about the requirements. Figure out exactly where you're going to have control gaps. The sooner that you do this, the better and easier it will be to get budget, integrate it, plan the project accordingly, and get it out the door. The other important thing that I want to take and kind of wrap up with too is that it is incumbent upon you, the security professional, the IT professional, to educate those in your organization about these changes. This is one of those changes that needs to be understood by every level of your organization, because every level of your organization is going to be impacted by it in one form or another. At minimum, the decision makers in your group need to understand that these changes are coming, very simply because they're going to be the ones that need to approve budget to get new tooling, whatever have you. But really incumbent upon us all to take an informed, maybe less informed technical people that these changes are coming, because they are going to have an impact on most organizations.
And the fantastic news on that is that Security Awareness Program is already a PCI DSS requirement. Now, there are some new requirements on that, the new version that basically say, all right, you need to include awareness of threats and vulnerabilities. You need to include awareness of acceptable use of end user technologies. But the great news is that as part of your communicating these changes to your entire organization, you're now, you know, actually fulfilling part of the requirements for the security awareness training, because you're not just informing them, you're training them on what's new. So I think the great news there is you can actually save some time there by incorporating it into part of your training program.
Yeah, we're not done talking about this, not even close. Like I said, this is something that it's been something that's been in the process for a long time now. I'm glad that the results are finally coming out. The new requirements are finally coming out. Now it's time to realize what those new requirements are going to mean to organizations of every size. That's how I know that we're not done talking about it. You're going to hear a lot of customers talk about it, a lot of vendors talk about it, and that's great. I think the more visibility that we have on these kind of controls, the better off your security is going to be. I'll leave you with one last thing. PCI DSS is generally considered to be the least standard in the security space. It probably is still going to be. These requirements, though, really take and help improve a more customized and more tailored security strategy for most organizations. I know that many organizations have this as their bare minimum and also their absolute maximum. With these new updates, you're going to see better security overall, which is, again, at the end of the day, better for everybody. So I do applaud the PCI Council for finally getting out these new updates. I look forward to hearing more about how they're being implemented, the pain points that people are having, and how we're going to help the communities solve some of these pain points. With that, I hope that this has been informative for you. And until next time, thanks for listening.
Thanks, Chris and Ken, for all your great insights on today's topic. Make your next podcast awesome when you work with EMA security experts Chris Steffen or Ken Buckler. Educate your prospects, differentiate your solution, and add the credibility of a third-party expert to your message. Visit cybersecurityawesomeness.com to listen to past episodes.